This is Unit 24 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation and try to figure out what they're talking about.
Ви любите спорт, пане Томсон?
Так, дуже.
Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол?
Звичайно, цікаво.
Добре. Матч починається о 1:30. Я можу замовити білети.
Добре. Зустрінемося на станції метро «Центральний стадіон» о 12:30.
Did you guess that this is about sports? Listen to it again.
Ви любите спорт, пане Томсон?
Так, дуже.
Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол?
Звичайно, цікаво.
Добре. Матч починається о 1:30. Я можу замовити білети.
Добре. Зустрінемося на станції метро «Центральний стадіон» о 12:30.
The key word, of course, is in the first question. How do you ask, do you like sports?
Ви любите спорт? Ви любите спорт?
Here's the word for football, which in the Ukrainian context is the game Americans call soccer. Listen and repeat.
Футбол. Футбол.
The Ukrainian refers to our football, knowing that in America, football is an entirely different sport from what Ukrainians and most of the rest of the world call football. Say football again.
Футбол. Футбол.
How would you say our football?
Наш футбол.
In this context, it's clear that the Ukrainian is referring to the game, not the ball itself. Say again, our football.
Наш футбол.
How would you ask your interist guide, is that our bus?
Це наш автобус? Це наш автобус?
Suppose you're showing a Ukrainian friend or colleague some pictures of your home and family. Point to your car and say, that's our car.
Це наша машина. Це наша машина.
Did you add the
a
to
наш
to make it feminine, to agree with
машина?
Say it again. Point to the picture in your hand and say, that's our car.
Це наша машина.
Here's how you invite someone to do something with you. Listen to the invitation to watch football.
Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол?
It uses the word interesting. Listen and repeat.
Цікаво. Цікаво.
You can use this word pretty much the way you can use it in English. For example, suppose your guide has just pointed out some specific aspect of a church or museum. Say, that's interesting.
Це цікаво. Це цікаво.
Say, that's very interesting.
Це дуже цікаво.
How do you say, let's see?
Подивимося.
Here's watch or look. Listen and repeat.
Подивитися. Подивитися.
How do you say watch or look?
Подивитися.
Now here's the full question. Would you like to watch football? Listen.
Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол?
You already know most of this. The new part is, would you like to? Listen and repeat.
Чи вам було б цікаво? Чи вам було б цікаво? Було б
means it would be. So literally the whole phrase means, would it be interesting for you? Once again, listen and repeat.
Чи вам було б цікаво? Чи вам було б цікаво?
How do you ask? Would you like to, or would you be interested in?
Чи вам було б цікаво?
If you receive an invitation like this, an appropriate response would be, Of course I'd be interested. Listen and repeat.
Звичайно цікаво. Звичайно цікаво.
You already know.
Цікаво.
How do you say, of course?
Звичайно. Звичайно.
There is no actual I would be in this phrase. The two words, of course, and interesting, repeated affirmatively from the question you were asked, are sufficient. Say it again. Of course, I'd be interested.
Звичайно, цікаво.
Another way to agree with something is to simply say, fine, or okay. How do you say this?
Добре. Добре.
Your Ukrainian host now tells you, the match begins at 1:30. Listen and repeat.
Матч починається о 1:30. Матч починається о 1:30.
How do you say, the match begins?
Матч починається.
How do you say, at 2:30? Remember, it's 3:30.
О 2:30. О 2:30.
Now here's at 1:30, or literally, at 1:30. Listen and repeat.
О 1:30. О 1:30.
How do you say at 1:30?
О 1:30.
Remember, if these 1:30 give you trouble, you can say, So at 1:30, right? Say this.
Отже, о 1:30, так?
Your host says, I can order tickets. Here's I can. Listen and repeat.
Я можу. Я можу.
How do you say I can?
Я можу.
This can also be used in many situations. For example, how do you say to read?
Читати.
How would you say I can read Ukrainian?
Я можу читати по-українськи.
Here's to order tickets. Listen and repeat.
Замовити білети. Замовити білети.
How would you say, I can order tickets?
Я можу замовити білети.
Once the tickets are ordered, you need to agree to meet somewhere. How do you say to meet in the sense of setting a time and place?
Зустрітися.
Now, here's how to say let's meet. Listen and repeat.
Зустрінемося. Зустрінемося.
How do you say let's meet?
Зустрінемося.
Suppose you want to meet at the Central Stadium metro station. Here's how to say at the metro station. Listen.
На станції метро. На станції метро.
How do you say at the metro station?
На станції метро.
Then you simply give the name of the station. For example, here's how you would say at the Central Stadium metro station. Listen and repeat.
На станції метро Центральний стадіон. На станції метро Центральний стадіон.
The Central Stadium station is the one that serves the neighborhood around the Central Stadium. There is also a very famous Catholic cathedral nearby. Say again, at the Central Stadium metro station.
На станції метро Центральний стадіон.
And here's the time, at 12:30. Listen and repeat.
О пів на першу. О пів на першу.
Literally, this means at 1:30. How do you say at 12:30?
О пів на першу.
Say, so at 12:30, right?
Отже, о 12:30, так?
Now the whole sentence. Let's meet at the Central Stadium metro station at 12:30. Listen and repeat.
Зустрінемося на станції метро Центральний стадіон о пів на першу. Зустрінемося на станції метро Центральний стадіон о пів на першу.
That's a mouthful. Most of the time, you can break up long sentences like this into more manageable ones. And as a listener, you can ask someone to slow down and repeat. How do you ask someone, please repeat?
Повторіть, будь ласка.
Say, please speak more slowly.
Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
Now, very briefly, let's review some of the phrases you might need in dealing with officials. Say, I'm a tourist. Use the form appropriate for you.
Я турист.
Я туристка.
Say, here are my papers, meaning your passport, visa, customs declaration, and so on.
Ось мої документи.
Say, passport, visa, declaration, as if you were handing them over to an official.
Паспорт, віза, декларація.
The border official compliments you on your Ukrainian. Then she asks, does your colleague also understand and read Ukrainian? Ask this.
Ваш колега теж розуміє і читає по-українськи.
Suppose you're leaving your hotel after dinner. Say to the floor lady, the...
Чергова.
Here's my key.
Ось мій ключ.
She might ask, where are you going this evening? Ask this.
Куди ви сьогодні йдете ввечері?
Did you use the right verb?
Ідете?
The
чергова
would have, because she can see you're just going out for the evening. If, on the other hand, you have your bags with you and you're clearly checking out and leaving the hotel, she might ask the same question, but with a different verb. In this case, how does she ask, where are you going?
Куди ви їдете? Куди ви їдете?
She used
їдете,
because with your bags in hand, it's clear to her that you're not just going somewhere in town, but rather are setting off on a trip. How would you say, I'm going to Odessa?
Я їду в Одесу.
She says, good luck, or best wishes. How would she say this?
На все добре.
You say, thanks, it's time, meaning, it's time for me to go.
Дякую, мені вже час.
So now you're out of the hotel. You need to go to the train station. What is the word for train station?
Вокзал.
Trains for Odessa leave from the central station in Kiev. Say, central station.
Центральний вокзал. Центральний вокзал.
So when you get into a cab, you can simply say, central station, please. Say this.
Центральний вокзал, будь ласка.
What is the word for train?
Поїзд.
Suppose it's a morning train and you get to the station early. How would your Ukrainian companion say, would you like to have breakfast?
Ви хочете снідати?
You had breakfast at the hotel. Say, thanks, I've already had breakfast.
Дякую, я вже снідав.
How would a woman say the same thing? Thanks, I've already had breakfast.
Дякую, я вже снідала.
You go along to have a cup of coffee, however. If you find you're hungry, you might have a sandwich. How do you say sandwich?
Бутерброд.
That finished, you ask, well, where can we wait? Say this.
А де можна зачекати?
Just then, another person making the trip with you arrives. You make the introductions. Say the word that means get acquainted.
Знайомтесь.
Ask, where is Valentina Serhiyevna?
А де Валентина Сергіївна?
The person who just arrived says, unfortunately, she took ill last evening. How does she say that?
На жаль, вона вчора захворіла.
You answer, that's too bad.
Дуже шкода.
One of your Ukrainian traveling companions asks you, do you like Odessa? How does she ask this?
Вам подобається Одеса?
You say, I don't know.
Не знаю.
Say, I'm going to Odessa for the first time.
Я їду в Одесу перший раз. Я їду в Одесу перший раз.
Say again. I'm going to Odessa for the first time.
Я їду в Одесу перший раз.
One of your traveling companions says, "Let's hope it's not the last."
Будемо сподіватися, не останній.
Let's suppose you've now arrived in Odessa and are back in your hotel room. Your phone rings. What do you say when you pick it up?
Слухаю вас.
Say, "This is Mr. Thompson speaking."
Це говорить пан Томпсон.
The person on the other end starts with a flood of Ukrainian. You break in and say, "Excuse me, with whom am I speaking?"
Вибачте, з ким я говорю?
It turns out you were expecting a call, and this is the right person. She just isn't used to speaking with foreigners. Say, "Please, speak more slowly."
Будь ласка, говоріть повільніше.
She understands and says, "I have a request of you. Say this."
У мене до вас прохання.
She wants to postpone your morning meeting to the afternoon. Listen to her ask, "Can we meet later, say at 3:00?
Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше? Скажімо, о 3:00. Чи не могли б ми зустрітися пізніше? Скажімо, о 3:00.
While you may never have to say the same sentence exactly, there are elements of it you certainly might want to be able to use. For example, the word later all by itself may come in handy. How do you say later?
Пізніше.
In making any kind of suggestion, "let's say" could be useful. Say, "Let's say at 7:00.
Скажімо, о 7:00.
If you're unfamiliar with the city, you might want to ask, "Can we meet in the restaurant?" Ask this.
Чи не могли б ми зустрітися в ресторані? Чи не могли б ми зустрітися в ресторані?
It turns out the restaurant doesn't open for a couple of hours. How would you say, "Okay, let's meet in the bar"?
Добре, зустрінемося в барі.
How would you say, "Okay, let's meet at the metro station"?
Добре, зустрінемося на станції метро.
Now, how do you ask someone if he likes sports?
Ви любите спорт?
How would you ask, "Would you be interested in seeing some of our football"?
Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол? Чи вам було б цікаво подивитися наш футбол?
In two words, say the equivalent of, "That would indeed be interesting."
Звичайно, цікаво.
How do you say, "I can order tickets"?
Я можу замовити білети.
Say goodbye.
До побачення.
This is the end of Unit 24.